Give me your Anglo-Saxons, your moneyed few, your cuddled masses yearning to invest, the pampered rich of your teeming shore. Send these, the Christian righteous, free to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Well, what did you expect when we voted in a Playboy billionaire TV show huckster? You thought maybe a compassionate conservative? 1,000 points of light? You figured this narcissistic braggart liar would reach down to the poor, the huddled masses here and beyond? Did you actually buy what he was selling? You think maybe immigrants would be the new apprentice? What he's selling is a country that prefers whites over people of color, men over women, rich over poor, the powerful over the weak. He's not interested in equality, or democracy, or the rule of law. He's promoting the law of the jungle, dog-eat-dog, lie through your teeth, attack those who disagree with you. He's old white school, through and through. His vision for America is a sea to shining sea with Trump towers stretching to the farthest horizon. Gold is his color, not Purple Mountain's majesty. He's unread, he's undisciplined, he's mean as a junkyard Doberman. He's a racist, a misogynist, an elitist, a greedy little leech. And he's good, very good, at self-promotion. He may not fool all the people all the time, but he's hoodwinked enough to get himself elected dictator of America. He promotes conspiracy theories, dismisses science and facts, mocks anyone who gets in the way of his reflection in his mind's mirror. He is without policy, without ideas, without thoughtful analysis, without much of anything outside the narrow range of his greed and his ambition. He claims to be the master of the deal. He purports to be one of the richest men in the world. He brags that his brain is one of the biggest. He admires dictators and thugs. But in truth, as if anyone can handle the truth anymore, he's a cheap thug, a fraud and a phony, a man who declares bankruptcy, then brags of the savings, a rich guy who wouldn't want you to see his balance sheet, a high-stakes gambler with someone else's money, and a politician without a clue. They say a country gets the leader it deserves. What a wretched state of affairs.